Lord, thank you, Lord. You are a good God that we serve. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. I love the goodness of God's song. And I think we can never, never talking about the goodness of God is never enough, in my opinion. And more we're talking about his goodness, the Lord showed me his goodness is manifesting in our life. The more we talk about problem is manifesting in our life. So I see that really the true. Father, we just thank you, Father, this morning. We honor you. We thank you for the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I trust you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about discernment between good and evil. And I've been praying. You don't know how much I'm intimidated stand before God, people. I take it seriously. And because you have to hold accountable before the Lord what you share. And that's the reason. And many people ask me to be there. They pay me if I would do what they ask me to do. And I pray God talking about discernment, and I pray there's no discernment, and I don't want it, because I can receive from glory of man, I can receive your fund, but if that's not God, what God want me to do, I don't want to do that. And I want to honor him more than anything else. I'm not seeking ministry. I'm not in matter of fact, God brought me ministry every day. I couldn't handle it now. And in Vietnam, now all the people, and this morning I have to cancel one girl. She's been asking me, I don't know about marriage. So can you help me with this? And I asked the Lord, if she wanted to sincere it, why not? So I've been helping her with that. And let open in Hebrew. I'm going to use Hebrew. There are many scriptures talking about discernment. I'm going to use Hebrew chapter 5, verse 14. And so I was praying this morning, and but the verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are to full of age, basically those mature, right? And to those who reason, abuse, okay, that is, those who by reason abuse to have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So discernment is one of the gifts that I believe that God is giving us, so we can exercise. That's a good thing, because the Holy Spirit and helping us to discern good and evil. And if we don't practice, I believe it's not going to be increased. I thank God when I look back, I didn't understand what discernment meant. I didn't understand before, but my part, I just read in the word, and the thing that's as I fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord started giving me some discernment. Just I give just most recent one, a lady, she's I didn't know she was a Baptist. Well, I felt in my heart, I was talking to her, doing her nails, and I discerned in my heart I should share with her about my faith, what I believe, because she's been reading. She come to get her nails done every time she brought book, so she wanted to read the book. So I don't want to mess up with her time, right? She said, "This is the only time that I have. Okay, this is the only time that when I get my nails done, I can read my book. So the rest, I take care of kid, of family, so on and so forth. A lot of things she's taking care of, and now is the best time for me to read my book, and about 45 or 1 hour." For her nails, kind of a that's kind of time frame I put for her. Well, as I was doing first time, second time, and there's time the Lord put an unction in my heart is discern and discern that she want to know more about because she was searching. She was I was praying, been praying about her too, and that moment I was sharing with her, and she was seeing that I was sharing with her because discernment the Lord gave me, and I started seeing. Now she started telling me that I used to be a Baptist. I can't go to Baptist church. I say, yes. You don't know, because discernment is not only for us, but other people. The Lord wants to use us to share, to bring the word. So if there's no word spoken, the Holy Spirit cannot Holy Spirit cannot convict them. The righteous, the purpose of the Holy Spirit, we look back in John 16, it's talking about conviction of the Holy Spirit is bring people the conviction of righteousness. It's not condemnation. Most people, churches, people would say that, oh, Holy Spirit will condemn you. No, that's the devil. I can tell that. Romans 8, 1 clearly state that. And now she said, oh, my goodness. And I've been knowing this thing. Now she started hearing God's voice. Getting her nails done from the person that you know, she loved Baptist, and I'm not against Baptist, but I showed what she said that I've been missing more than anything. Now I start talking to her about speaking in tongue. I said, my daughter saw him speak in tongue, and I started, she's serious. She said, I'm not there yet. I said, I know I'm radical. You don't have to be where I am, but you know, if there's God want us to have it, Jesus paid for us, why not, right? So, and we all want freedom. We all want. So we're talking about the discernment, and without discernment, I would say that hard for us to distinguish between right and evil, good and evil. But right here, the Bible tells us people who like growing mature. I believe our churches, we are the leader. When I was sitting right here and I was praying, the Lord said, these are leaders, these are followers. We can discern both good and evil. So this thing we need to exercise, just like any other gift, we need to exercise. Even though in us, just like I play soccer, if I don't play often, I don't get to the level that I've been playing every day. So that kind of thing. So I believe in our God has given us Holy Spirit. If we don't learn from discern Him, and I don't think we're gonna grow in that discernment like more. Let's look at look in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. That's one of the scriptures that the Lord showed me. I really love that how we can discern. This is Paul's prayer. Let's see. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. He was praying. This he said, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. So in all discernment, not just one thing, can be discernment the place, can be discernment the things that we do, can be discernment the people we associate, can be discernment many other things, or can be our ministry, can be the sharing the word of God, can be the word of knowledge, comfort. And I remember one time I was having party with somebody I know, and I love them dearly. They helped me a lot. Especially I'm doing what I'm doing. They help me, they show me things to do, what I can be better. I'm always learning, open to, but however, you have the Holy Spirit. The same thing when you hear, like even this morning when I'm sharing this, if you don't hear any check in your spirit, you don't have confirmation of the Holy Spirit, don't take it. So anyhow, I was there and then eating. It's nothing just like friendship. This is my culture, like every culture, I would say eating. But when I got home and the Lord started showing me, I pray about, I just like, this friendship need to be disconnected. And I didn't know that. I didn't know what it meant. I pray and the Lord showed me also in my dream, not only my discernment. So be careful who we associate, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 13, I believe it was 20, you know, walk with wise men, you will be wise. A companion with fool, you will be destroyed. And sometimes we don't understand, but the Lord started disconnected to people that I thought that I called them friend, and he come to me and I was praying, so what's going on? I didn't understand, but later I understood that he started cutting off these people. I have discernment, I don't know what to do. But God already did in his part, he's cutting off all these people in my path. I was like, oh my goodness, I used to love them, I used to go there and care for them, take care. But now I look back after many years, I look back, oh my goodness, these people, they said they love me, but they want me for their ministry. They want me for their good, for their good, for their gain, whatever they need. And it's not for the kingdom of God. And now when I look back, I say, Lord, I thank you that you have cut off some relationship with people I should not be associated with, because evil communication corrupt good manner. Stop the blessing of God. If we don't have discernment, sometimes because God goodness, that's what I'm talking about, God goodness stopping us, cutting off. And we said, Lord, what happened? What have I done wrong? You know, you want people accepted you. You want the acceptance. You want people to love you. But at the same time, you pray, Lord, bring me better, the place that I can be where you want me to be. And we pray at the same time, and God is chopping off some of the branches and trying to attack to us, to bring us down. And he want to cut it off. And we're like, oh, so Lord, I'm talking to myself. I said, Lord, these people, like, why they rejected me? They don't want me. And you want me to go this place. But now when I look back, I just thank God. We thank God for the thing that we don't understand, right? But he's in the process of taking up the attachment of the world, trying to confine, trying to pull us back. The thing that I remember, the music that I love the most, and I just listened. Suddenly one day, this discernment of God just dropped in me that there's no desire. the grace of God started increase in this area in me, the desire of my heart no longer. I was listening even Christian music. And one of the songs that I was singing, praising God one morning, and suddenly the sermon dropped in my heart. And one of the phrase said, I never thought I would be the other side. The Lord said, that's unbelief. The sermon dropped in me. This is, we will be the other side. We will be the other side without a doubt, without a shadow of doubt. But you see that the sermon kicked in, so I able me to recognize this is good and this is evil. This is that evil. Unbelief is evil. This unbelief song, it is evil, unbelief, the part of the living God. So I just thank God for the discernment spirit. I can share hundred of testimony about how we grow in our discernment by prayer and in the word, I believe. Because the word said, let's look at John chapter 8, I believe, verse 31. This is talking about, if you continue in my word, you're my disciple indeed. So he was talking about the word, we're talking about the main point I want to, chapter 8, verse 31 said, if you continue in my word. So the main is the word of God. We need to be continue in us, continue to grow in the word, continue to participate, continue in the word and in spirit, in the fellowship of Holy Spirit, because God is like, as we fellowship with him in spirit, in his word, as John chapter 1, verse 5, talking about 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, that as he is in the light, so we have fellowship with him. And the verse 7 said, the word, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I didn't understand that why. This is talking about present tense, right? Cleansing us from all sin. So when I look at my case, I said, the music, the dirty music that I was associated with is not pleasing him. I didn't understand that. I didn't have the discernment. But as I grow in him, as I fellowship with him, because he is the light, there's no darkness at all in him. If 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, found that in him is light, there's nothing darkness in him. And we go back in John chapter 8, verse 12, said that, Jesus said, I am the light of this world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So when you put the two together, when you fellowship with him and his word, because spirit, the word profit is nothing without the spirit, but spirit in the word, when we spend time with illumination of the Holy Spirit, helping us and discern good and evil, we start to see something that I would say this, even though we have the grace, we have the understanding, the word of God, but there's no grace. There's no way we can get out from where we were. The grace of God has to be kicked in. And just like, for instance, many people want to have peace, but is there peace? Maybe if there's too much worry, if too much anxiety, if there's no trust in God, there's no relying on him, peace and grace will not multiply in the person's life. Because the peace and grace multiply, in order for us to have peace and grace, multiply through the word of God. And then the grace of God, grace is helping us doing the thing that without our helping. Just like in my case, I always love music. And suddenly one day, the sermon is dropped in me. Now, I don't feel that I should be listening to this thing because dishonoring him. Because I'm seeking honor to the Lord. So the Lord started showing me this music is not honoring him. Even Christian music. Crazy Christian music. There are a lot of things. After that, I started to pay attention. You see, the Lord said, pay attention. Be careful what you hear. Be careful. Pay attention. Because philosophy, envy, and like empty word deceiving us. And we don't know it because evil communication, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good men. It stops the blessing of God in our life because what the devil trying to do is deceiving us or bring something, attaching us, bring something so we can agree with him. When we agree with him, that means we give ourselves to him. He has the right to do something against us. Everything that he has still killed and destroyed, that's the only tactic he had. He tried to attack or trying to bring connection to us. If we agree with him, that's what he's trying to do, to destroy our life, destroy our children, destroy our family, destroy our business, destroy what we do. And he used many kind of tactic to attack us different ways. It can be from our friend, our family, and can be from our dreams, our vision. And many things I share, a lot of time, devil use dream to attack me. Even my family and my wife or my business, what I'm doing, even ministry and other people that God showed me what he does, the devil, he does in the dream. Every time I dream about people already been dead, can be my parents, can be people that I recognize, can be people I honor. And when I wake up and ask the Lord, what this for? He said, the spirit of death trying to bring to you in your dream. So if you don't say anything, that dream, that the spirit of death has the right to attack you, can bring death, can bring sickness, can bring disease, can bring deadly thing. So every time like you dream about your parent, so you be aware of that. What you do, just simple, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. When you wake up, I take authority, I destroy, the dream will not have taken my life. Devil, take off your hand and leave me. So simple, we have the power of God. But if we don't, I don't understand, nobody taught me about the devil use dream. And if I eat something in my dream, that's mean that the communion, the fellowship with them. So I will share the evil deeds. So let's say you welcome a person. I want to read this in John. If this is really good classic example. Go John, 1 John chapter 2 John. 2 John, 2 John chapter 2. And let's see, verse what I have. Chapter 2. I read it somewhere in here. Chapter 2. This is talking about how he communicate with us. And first, 2 John chapter 2, verse, I start in verse 2, let me see. This is how he used to connect with us, some other thing. The devil used, I don't think that's the right word, verse. Let me go on New King James. Okay, verse 10. If anyone come to you, does not bring the doctrine, do not receive him in your house nor greet him. So talking about association, I'm talking about right here. For he who greets him share his evil deeds. So basically talking, other translation, share his own evil. Like share, like basically he can bring something, connection, so he can bring, like let's say, if I dream about somebody, I was eating in my dream, the food that maybe my parent, I was eating them in my dream. That's mean that I'm in agreement and fellowship with the devil, the spirit of death. So I have to do is break it up from me. So will not have effect in my physical body. So sometimes can be, you see some dream that attack your vehicle you're driving. And let's say you have 2-3 vehicle. This is really practical, the Lord showed me. And I didn't know because I have been having an accident. And that's the reason I asked God to show me why I don't have any warning what this happened. And the Lord showed me the devil have his people on the other hand. His purpose is to kill and destroy. Because if you are dangerous for the kingdom of God, it's dangerous at his kingdom. He will use any his people to attack you. Different way, different meaning can be from outside, from inside, can be anywhere. So one of the things I see that I have, you know, attacked by 2 times recently from accident, that was 2017, 2020, and 21, that 2 years. And my car total loss, so that was 2018, and also lost car. So the Lord showed me this, we can do so simple. When you see that, let's say you have 2 cars, don't pray for 1 car, pray for 2 cars. So you apply the blood of Jesus Christ on your car, speak protection over your car. That's all that we can do. Just simple. We take authority. We cancel all the planet enemy and the scheme enemy against my vehicle, against my family. And I break it off and I seal my car with the blood of Jesus Christ. I set the wall of fire around my car. That's simple. The Lord showed me. This is a practical thing. We need to do this. Like this season is this time of year is the most critical time, especially our children. Halloween. I know I'm speaking, offend a lot of people right now. They say that it's happy for our kid. Don't participate in it because he tried to, it's in the Lord showed me, enticing spirit trying to entice you to get in agreement with your children. They can do harm to your children. The Lord showed me this really clear. I want to share with people. I want people to understand this. It's not just about the custom, the spirit behind the scene. And we call test as every spirit, 1 John chapter 4. So for our safety, we need to cover, everywhere I go right now, I cover my children with the blood of Jesus Christ. You go into the market, you go, because we are at war, brothers and sisters. We are at war. We have to take this thing seriously. We have to guard our discernment. We have to put our antenna to connect with the Lord at all time, because for our protection. Because the liberty, if we don't stand fast in liberty, the devil will come to steal, kill, and destroy us. And we wonder why this thing happened to us, this thing happened. We have the power of God, and we don't use it. We don't use it. We, as an army of God, we don't use it. They take advantage of us, because we don't know it. We don't aware of his tactic to use different way of attacking us. We wonder that why I don't have peace, because we don't understand how much God loves us. Why we don't have, because we associate with something. We give place to the devil. They will come, steal, kiss, destroy, or kill our peace first. If something we don't see any good, we need to take authority. Whether husband or wife, something going on, you can't talk anymore. There's time I have to say, devil, you shut your mouth up. I take authority. I break everything that you're trying to attack my wife or whatever it is. Can be, you know, different kind of attack from different area. I see most of the time we associate the people. It's easy to attack. He used people, your friend, your family, and people you respect. Like my case, grandma. I have grandma in the house, and I tell you, sometimes it's hard, but I have to do it. I have to do it. So I'm seriously. I mean, you're looking back, the king of Asa, his grandma, he said, oh, you lose him from become a grandma position of authority. He said, cut it off. You have to sometimes, because you want to honor God, you have to know, I have to say no. He said, no, he's going to have this. He said, no, he will not have that. It's hard, but we have to do it in order for us to protect ourselves, because this is God given us. We have the power of God. Only the word of God, the sword of spirit, we can cancel every device from the enemy, right? The rest, we just defense. You can attack them. You just defend yourself. How much can you defend? People are going to attack you. I play soccer a lot, and sometimes we have to play defense. I told my guy, we can't play defense all the time. I said, why? Because people are attacking you all the time. You need to play defend and attack at the same time. You know, just like boxer, the same thing. You can't just like defend yourself. You're going to get hit somewhere. You got to encounter with sometime, you know. That's the same way I believe in our life, walk with the Lord the same way. Yes, God give us the shield, protection, helmet. If we are not attacking the devil with our sword of spirit, guess what? You're going to get hit. You're like Goliath, fall down to the ground. What are we going to do? We're going to die before. We need to finish our work. We need to finish our course. God has given us the work to do. I mean, if we are not equipped, if we are not exercising our discernment, we can't discern good and evil. Something that we watch on TV, there's TV. I mean, it can be anything. TV, like show, be careful. I didn't know, watch all the horror movie, like scare movie. I didn't know. And up to 2012, I think, I'm still watching. But one time I went there, boy, discernment just hit me so strong, spirit of discernment, just like, no, 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 no. And I said, okay, I never go back. I never been to this kind of movie again. And that was in North Hill. I was watching a theater over there. And then even like when my wife came, Moses movie come out, right? Exodus. Yeah, I want to watch this godly movie. Yes. Well, we went there. Less than 5 minutes, I said, honey, sermon spirit said, no, 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 this against everything the scripture says, and we have to honor God and honor his word. And so I pulled her out, and she said, I feel the same way. She didn't speak English. She didn't understand much English, but I know that it's not the spirit of discernment, just like overwhelming me. Spirit of discernment, just like, no, 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 no. You don't have word to express. And that moment, I walk out. I said, we cancel everything that we watch. Let no nothing that entering our soul, our heart. We have to cancel that everything we watch. And from that, I used to watch like action movie. I love it. And I now can't watch it. Like, I don't know how long ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, I can't watch anymore because they curse a lot. That's evil. And I love when Paul said, let's go with Romans chapter 16, verse 19. Romans 16 verse 19. This is one of scripture that Paul gave us instructions of how we can. I mean, many other I wrote now a lot of scripture in here, but hopefully we have some time to go through all. And otherwise, we will stay. Verse 19 is stated real clear. And verse 19, for your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise. Concern what is good and simple concern what is evil. So if we don't focus on good thing, we focus on a lot of evil thing, that means we become simple, and simple believe every word. It's not good for us. We need to be wise what we watch, what we see. And because for good, the Lord give us wisdom, but we don't understand, we don't receive his instruction, what he's telling us not to do, just like children of Israel. And we're going to end up, and it's not good for us, because the Bible is our standard, is our foundation. If we have to have the word of God in order to discern something, because if there's written in the word, just like I counsel a lot of marriages, one of my calls, I tell people all the time, you are Baptist, you cannot marry a non-denominational. You're Baptist, you cannot marry Pentecostal. They're going to speak in tongues. It's going to, what? No, it's not going to work. They said, no, he's not the Lord. I love the Lord. I said, no, it's not going to work. They don't. I said, be not unequal yoke with unbelief. Well, his belief is not unbelief. I said, what have darkness with light? I said, it's not the same. And Amos 3:3 said, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? There's no agreement. There's no agreement. And you pray in spirit, and he's praying in understanding. And what are you going to have in common? Nothing. You're going to fight. You're going to argue. And the rest of your life, the rest of marriage, and you wake up in the morning, you pray, you order to mess up your day. You want to go to the second day, the third day? Come on, you can't do that. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, 2 months later, broken up. I say, well, I said, I told you, don't listen. The word of God says so, right? The word of God. The Bible said that he will despise, the world will be destroyed. That's proverb time. But the word of God saying that, you said you're smarter than God. This is instruction of God. You don't want to do the instruction of God, but you want the benefit of God. You know, you can't get the benefit of God because you go by your own way. The way of man is right, but the end of us is no good. So the Lord showed us really, really, because the fruit, we can, this is, we can use this discernment whether who we vote for can be a politician. So we look through the word of God, we know it. And they use a lot of term of Christian. I'm a Christian. But what they're saying, and because the fruit of spirit in all goodness and righteousness, that's in, I believe, in Ephesians chapter 5, 5 verse, I believe verse 9. Let's see. So we use the word of God to discern what is good and evil. And everything I need, I believe that we need is in our word. The word of God has given us. So yeah, in the word of God. And if we pay attention, we read daily. I'm not saying we study daily. We don't have it. Just read daily. We can also find a lot of things that we can, you know, go away with. And verse 9 says, verse 9 says, for the fruit of spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. In all goodness. So there's not good thing in there, must be there, and have no fellowship. This is have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Have no fellowship with unfruitful work of darkness. You know, that's strong statement right there. And he doesn't want us to fellowship with something is not good for us, because it's not going to bring good for us, for the kingdom of God. And the Lord wants us to discern some of these things so we can exercise as we spend time with the Lord. And the discernment is not only good for us, for other people, for our children, for other people, just like the thing that just I'm sharing many other scripture. I was praying for one family. I don't know what's going on with family. That's family. I know them closely, but I know them closely. Everyone who stay in that house, curse. Who stay in that house, curse. Only one person not get cursed, because I found out she loved the Lord and she plead the blood everywhere. She stay in that house. The Lord want her to stay in the house. So she got to do a lot of warfare. She understood warfare. But the rest, her siblings, even people like her niece, but he married. He had a kid. If he bring the kid to this house, stay for a few nights, got sick. God hospital bring out this house, nothing going on. God hospital, they said, we don't know what's going on. Nothing wrong with this boy, nothing wrong with this kid. But every time it's brought in. So I've been praying for this family. I said, what's going on? And discernment, the Lord gave me discernment. I have no idea. People have been cursing this house. Whoever stay in that house, curse. Unless you have the blood of Jesus Christ protect you, but not many Christians understand that, especially in Vietnam. This house in Vietnam. I'm here in America. I was praying for these people in Vietnam. And the Lord told me that, showed me that through the discernment. And I started discerning that something wrong with this house. And then I said, pray more. God started giving me more info about this house. And then so I talked to the owner. I said, is the house being cursed by somebody? Or because the Lord showed me this, I don't know. It's in Vietnam. I'm here in Saigon. They said, yes, some people is cursed. Whoever leaving this house is cursed. I said, you better let everyone in there leave if they want to be blessed. Otherwise, if they live there, they're going to get cursed the rest of their life. Be in jail with no reason. No reason. Go to jail with no reason. In Vietnam jail, they beat you. Oh my goodness, to this guy beating up so badly, they have to go to emergency to get them better. So the curse, the devil curse is real. If you don't, we don't have the power of God, if we don't understand. So discernment spirit help them. Now it's up to them to make decision, yes or no. It's up to them, because my part, I pray, I ask God, God show me just what happened. And the guy in the same thing, I told you, don't need, let him know, don't bring back to the house for the kid. Just stay overnight, like 2-3 nights. Don't ever come back again, because the baby just come. Is the rest of the life going to be heaven? No. One guy, he's Christian. He didn't understand. He's staying there. He has no common sense as a person. When we're talking about this thing, his family talking about it, he did not get it. He did not get it because the darkness cover, because if he the owner of the house, he has authority. But he's staying in somebody's house. You see that? That's the main key. He's up here. The owner is staying, I think, the second or the third floor. So they have sixth floor. So the owner is staying there. But they're just like somebody live there. Kind of like relative kind of thing. Yeah. And I told them, if I was him, I would leave. So that's what that means. The spirit want to set people free. The spirit is freedom. Where the spirit is freedom, but if they don't receive that as a truth, so that's their part. But our part, what I'm saying, that this gift we can exercise for the kingdom of God to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring deliverance. That's the purpose of the kingdom of God: righteousness, peace, and joy. We want to bring righteousness in their part, want to bring joy, and want to bring peace, want to bring blessing. Because the God, Paul said, when I come to you, I want to come fullness of blessing in the gospel. He didn't say that I come to you will come fullness with $1 million. He didn't say that, right? He come with fullness of blessing of the gospel. The gospel of God is producing. If the more we plant the word of God, and the Lord showed me a little bit more about planting the seed. What seed we want to plant? We need to plant this seed. This will produce fruit. You know, I never dream up I have a house in America. I never, ever. I never dream up. I never come to U.S. accumulate my money to buy a house. A lot of people say do that from when we come from Vietnam. Not my case, but God give me a house right now. So next year, I'm going to be debt free. I told you 7 years ago. I don't still remember. Within 7 years, my house will be free of debt. By the grace of God, not me. But what I do is seeking God. So the Lord wants us to live free from debt too, free from loan, yes. So anyhow, by this, so as we exercise our discernment, so God will show you how can you pay off your house. Because he has all the resources. So all he needs is one person. You connect to one person or two people. That's it. This is like my case. I connected like my business. And one lady gave me money, pay all the debt. That's it. You know, my house going to be the same way. So next year, I'm declaring next year debt free on my house mortgage. Okay. You guys watch online, going to be the same thing. You better believe that. Yeah. That's my grace God gave me. He said, I will use you to destroy the poverty, destroy the sickness, destroy the devil used to destroy marriages. Marriage. Finance, that's what God called me to preach the gospel with power. I'm still dreaming the power. I want to see the power. People heal right here. I see only a few right now. I only see a few. I'm not satisfying. So I've been dreaming a lot about seeing in sickness and pray people that they grow the leg. I see in my dream it will come one day, become in our church. I want to see that. So we want that. We want that. Because if people, I was telling Ernestine a while ago, people go to Florida, get in 2 hours, just get online to go there and pay for $3,000 just to go there, see something is not really benefit. Just Isaiah, this is real food right here and real thing right here. People don't want to come because they don't see the potential, the value, the goodness, the power of God, the thing that people need the most. So they willingly to do that. $3,000, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And they, not only so, it's hot in Florida, by the way. 2 hours getting in line, standing in line. 2 hours is not short. 2 hours. And they're lovely doing that willingly, voluntary. For 2 hours. And all the world come. I said, Lord, I talked to God. I said, Lord, I'm not accepting what I am right now. I want to see your power. At least people drive 2 hours to see your power. At least they spend $50 on their gas. Right? $3,000 with hotel and everything because they hotel know the people are going to come. They just jack the price up, right? Airline, they just, that's how they do business. They have to. That's how they do business. So I would follow with God. He is the light. So we have the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us, protecting us. That's how we receive more of discernment. That's how we receive strength. That's how we receive ability, the grace of God continue increasing us. So the peace can multiply. When grace is multiply, peace multiply, we will flourish more in area of life. I believe God is not done with his church in America, regardless what people say. I'm not going to buy into what they say. We both can be wrong. But I'm going to believe what the word of God says. The glorious latter end is greater than the former days. So we see in the 70s, God do great thing in our nation. And in the past, yes, but I believe it's the day to come going even more. Even more. We just continue press it in. Continue press in so we can experience more of him. And I want to look at another scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, talking about follow what is good. So that's our guideline. He wants us to follow what is good. Verse 15 says, see that you render, see that no one render evil for evil. As anyone said, but always pursue what is good. So this is instruction God wants us to always pursue what is good in his side. It's not in our side. Our side good can be bad, but always is good. If we watch something, is it good? Is it honoring God? Or is it bad? We make decision from there. Lord, I need discernment in this situation. Let's say we pray for voting. Oh, I'm seeing people saying this guy good, this lady is good. But what you say about this thing? Spend time pray before we vote, because the Lord doesn't want us to hastily put certain hand on certain people, because we in agreement with you and partaker of the fruit of evil. And we don't want that. We don't want the curse come to our part, because when we communion with them, that means we are one with them. What fellow darkness with light? Nothing have in common. But when we submit to that policy or the person, we are in agreement with that person. The same thing, we're partaker of his evil deed. So we don't want that. We share his evil deed or her evil deed in our life. And we wonder why my life is not cursed. We need to break it out. If we already did, we need to break it out. If the Lord show us something so simple for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. I break this covenant. I break this fellowship. I break this association. Because associating with the fool will destroy our life. And we wonder why everything we said is not prosper, it's not working. But sometimes something can be hinder us. So we ask the discernment is will help us to discern which is good, which is not good, and what is right for us to do. Just Solomon prayed for, if you look at the translation, he was praying when the God come to him was asking wisdom. He was asking wisdom, discernment. And not only wisdom, discernment, how to judge his people, right and wrong, good and evil. And so we need to have this the same spirit in him, also in us. And he only with him, but we have not only with us, but in us. And we have more God in us, and so speak, and we don't know how much we have in here sometimes. So when we more, I believe we exercise, and God will continue to help us, because as we continue in the truth and continue with the word of God, that's, I believe, that as we continue exercise, staying in the word, praying, and continually, because this thing is not one time, you know, not one time. Our walk with the Lord should be continued daily, so we can exercise more, so we can discern more. And so going to be benefit for our walk with the Lord, can benefit for the kingdom of God. You don't know how much impact one word you speak for a person can change the entire life if the person receive it. Now, you can speak to 100 people don't receive it, it's not going to change a thing. But we don't know what the soil is going to bear fruit, right? Our part is, when the Lord showed me, I'm just like scattering the seed. You don't know what the seed going to fall, good ground, bad ground. It's not the condition of the seed, it's condition of the ground to produce fruit, right? Jesus said, like, I have four seeds, I have four grounds. One ground produce fruit, good fruit. So we don't know which soil is good. So we just thank God. We have the word, we have the spirit, we continue exercise, so we can continue discern good and evil in every area of our lives. So whether what we watch, whether like during this season, make sure you cover your kid, you go out, even yourself, you can do that. I do myself too, my car. This is daily thing. We have to do daily thing, because I've seen many people driving car. They don't pay attention, because now car has lane departure. They just put lane departure. They just throw up their hand in the air and doing the phone like this and typing and driving is not healthy. That's, you know, if the person has enough common sense, you can't do that. You can't do it. You can't trust the departure. I mean, they're going to be, if the curb, what, this car going to know the curb? No. If speed like 65 miles per hour curb, I'm not sure we can curb. I heard a lot of going on with the electric vehicle when they do that, because you can't trust vehicle, basically, especially at night with light, you know, at night, how can you see the clearly? It was hard. So basically, we have better Holy Spirit, we have better system, and we need to we have good Father, and he wants us to continue to trust him, continue to plan the word, continue to fellowship, that we can increase our discernment, increase, recognize right and wrong. It's very important. It saved me a lot of money. Like my case, imagine the Lord told me 15 years I've been wasting his money. Imagine if I have the discernment back then, I would save me, you see. I don't have to go through hunger. I was hungry for years, many years, because I don't have discernment of God. I don't understand the thing of God. See, because that's because of me. It's not because of God. God always loved me. God always wants, but I don't do my part. He can't force me to do his part on me. He never forced us. He never wanted to force us. He wanted to give us the grace, the Holy Spirit, to help us, to guide us, to teach us, to cultivate us the right way, to profit the right way. We can be a good stewardship. We can be a good for other people, the blessing of God on us, and so we can be a blessing to others. Amen? I think I'm through. I will hold the phone. I don't want to go too much. Praise God.